Roger Goodell appears in front of the House Oversight Committee for almost 2.5 hours. What did he say? What does it mean? And where was Dan? Also, what's the latest on Dan Snyder? That's next on the Locked On Commanders podcast.
Our Locked On Commanders, your daily podcast on the Washington Commanders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey there, everybody. It's Chris Russell here, flying solo on this edition of the Locked On Commanders podcast. My partner, David Harrison, is out for this particular edition. We appreciate you being a part of the Locked On Commanders podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team each and every day, your daily podcast covering the Washington Commanders. And of course, free and available on all platforms, including YouTube. We thank you for making us your first listen and watch of the day. And if you love our podcast, you'll love this even more. Now you can watch the Locked On Commanders podcast on the WUSA 9 Plus app. WUSA 9, your CBS affiliate in Washington, D.C., new streaming app that's a game changer for local news and sports in the DMV. Download the WUSA 9 Plus app now from your Roku or Amazon Fire TV stick. Again, David Harrison is covering the Commanders for Sports Illustrated's Fan Nation. He is out tonight. I'm Chris Russell, one half of the Russell and Medhurst Show on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Hey, we're actually moving to 9 to noon starting this Monday, June 27th, from 3 to 7 in the afternoon, 9 to noon, following my guy Kevin Sheehan. So check us out there on the Odyssey app as well. And you can listen to the radio show. When we're not here or there or somewhere in between, we're on Twitter. Check David out at dharrison82, at WrestleMania621 for me, or at LO Commanders for the site in general. So it was a big news day, as always, on Wednesday. And today's episode, of course, of the Locked On Commanders podcast brought to you by Blue Nile. Make your moment sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com. And Locked On Commanders listeners and viewers, get $50 off of purchases of $500 or more. This podcast exclusive includes engagement rings. Use the promo code Locked On at checkout. So again, we mentioned a crazy news day, as most are, Wednesday, June 22nd, 2022. And Dan Snyder was supposed to be on Capitol Hill. Dan Snyder was supposed to be under oath. Dan Snyder was really nowhere to be found. We all know what has transpired in the last few days since Dan Snyder once again issued a response to the House Oversight Committee saying through his lawyers that once again he will not and would not appear on the for the congressional hearing that Roger Goodell had already agreed to appear on virtually. So Roger Goodell was, again, not physically on Capitol Hill Wednesday, but Roger Goodell was there to answer all of the questions that were targeted towards him and not Dan Snyder. And that clearly limited things. But the first, one of the first strikes of business was Congresswoman and Chair Carolyn Maloney of New York blasted Dan Snyder, saying he's on his luxury yacht somewhere off of France and clearly doesn't care about women or basically the ex-employees or the workplace culture. And listen, it was a couple of overhand rights from the chair. She's not happy that Dan Snyder forced a next move, which was to subpoena him, to issue a subpoena. That's what she announced on Wednesday morning. Don't know exactly when it will be served. Presumably, we will have it served in the next couple of days. The question is whether just a subpoena is enough to get Dan Snyder to commit to testifying under oath, whether it be virtually or whether it be present in Congress. I have my strong doubts that Dan Snyder is going anywhere, because the subpoena, as it's been explained to me by multiple people and people with much greater knowledge than I have, and including people on the inside ring of this, Dan can fight the subpoena request legally, right? He can challenge it. He can fight it. And that's probably what he's going to do, because he also understands in all likelihood that there are calendar and scheduling issues for a hearing. It's not easy to do. You don't just snap your finger and get, you know, all of these people, all of these politicians and their assistants and, you know, all the different people just together at the snap of a finger. So Dan's going to fight that one way or the other. And then even when maybe he's out of legal options to fight it, my understanding from what I've been told is if he does actually show up, he can plead the fifth, and there's really no recourse that I'm aware of, or that people that I've spoken with that are involved in politics, that have a much greater intimate knowledge of politics, there's really no counter to that. If Dan Snyder actually does show up on Capitol Hill or virtually with his lawyer or not, my understanding is, based on people that I've talked to, again, he can plead the fifth and it's over. Now, maybe he doesn't plead the fifth on every single question. We'll have to see. And we'll have to see what the end result is. But right now, that's kind of where we stand. And I wasn't aware up until today that there was no legal recourse, apparently, for someone who pleaded the fifth. Now, if somehow, some way, it could be turned into criminal charges, you know, perhaps that's a different story. And, you know, there's all sorts of issues with that. So I mean, certainly he can't be forced to testify in his own criminal trial, if it even got to that, which I don't think it would. But I don't know if we're going to hear ever from Dan Snyder on this matter. I don't know if we're going to hear from him. And he probably, knowing Dan, as I kind of do, worked indirectly for Dan. He owned the radio station that I worked for 5 years when I was inside the building from 2010 through 2015. Knowing Dan indirectly, I'm sure he sent Roger to take the bullets and to take the heat, and he is going to plan a legal defense, which really includes no defense. Now, while the heat is still on Dan as much as possible, a quick reaction to what we heard from Roger Goodell appearing on Capitol Hill, again, virtually. So the top issue that stood out to me was the redaction of Miami Dolphins witnesses in a 2014 sexual harassment report that the NFL commissioned. And Roger Goodell said that nobody had asked for privacy there. And he was called out and he was challenged. He said, one of the congressmen said, why would you need to redact names if nobody asked for privacy? Roger looked bad. Then it was later proven in the report that they actually did ask for privacy. And that was the reason why the names were redacted. Well, it stands to reason why this is important, because they have hid behind the reason why they haven't had a written report of the Beth Wilkinson report is because of just that reasoning. Because certain confidential witnesses and people that testified to Beth Wilkinson requested that anonymity, and they were promised that. But again, the league did something different in 2014. So that was one thing. Another thing was the fact that Congress, and I forget whether it was Carolyn Maloney, now that I look at my notes real quick, said they attained a secret legal agreement between the NFL and the Commanders that enabled Dan Snyder to prevent the disclosure of documents and information, including to the committee, the House Oversight and Reform Committee. That was from Carolyn Maloney. A secret legal agreement. Now, they talked about this, and I don't understand all the particulars, so forgive me. Maybe a lawyer does. But the bottom line is a secret legal agreement for a team that's been shouting to anybody that'll listen and anybody that'll take them at their word, hey, we've cooperated every single step of the way. We haven't obstructed at all. Doesn't sound exactly right. Doesn't exactly sound like it matches up. And for the NFL to say, hey, we've been completely transparent, we've turned over all of these documents, well, maybe they have. They said over 460,000 pages worth of documents, but what if there's documents that they haven't turned over? What if there's documents that the Commanders haven't turned over? Very possible, very feasible, right? Everybody could hide something. If you're not being totally transparent, and if there's a secret legal agreement, that's not a good look. Not a good look. Not a good look, guys. I don't know what to tell you other than that. It's a bad look, actually. So those were like two of the big takeaways. Dan, again, threw Roger Goodell to the wolves. You know, Roger wasn't fully transparent, I don't think, and fully effusive, but he did take the bullets, and you got to give him credit for showing up. And I, even though I didn't get all the answers that I wanted, I don't think you did either, those of you that really care about this, Roger did say a couple of other important things and gems that I'd like to kind of discuss next as we get to more fallout from Wednesday's congressional hearing. And again, two things I didn't really get that I don't think anybody's really all that upset about, but I am a little annoyed about. Got to be honest with you. That's coming up next right here on the Locked On Commanders podcast. But this episode is brought to you guys by Rock Auto, the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models. It's now impossible for your local auto parts superstore to stock everything and to have everything you need at the drop of a dime. Plus, why would you want to go there and get taken advantage of? Get marked up price because they don't know who you are. You're not a buddy of theirs, the mechanic down the street who buys in bulk, buys in volume. You're not a dealer, that type of thing. Nope. Why go there when you could go to our friends at rockauto.com? You're going to spend 30, 50, even maybe 100% more at those big auto parts superstores or at the car dealership, and you're going to get a better price and not have to go anywhere and not get any hassle, not get any upsell when you order at rockauto.com. Again, foreign or domestic, old or new, major part, minor, whatever, vanity, you're going to want to go check out everything that rockauto.com has to offer because they simply have everything you're going to need. Go to rockauto.com, see all the parts available for your car or truck, right, Locked On in there. How did you hear about us, box? So they know we sent you amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car or truck will ever need at rockauto.com. All right, back here on the Locked On Commanders podcast. I'm Chris Russell. Again, David Harrison out on this particular episode. Thanks for making us your first listen each and every day. Our live, or I should say one live NBA draft show is not enough for Locked On. The entire NBA channel is going live on NBA draft night. That's Thursday night. So if you have a favorite NBA team, make sure you subscribe now to their Locked On YouTube channel so you get notified when they go on live on NBA draft night. All right, so Roger Goodell said something about Dan Snyder that, to the best of his knowledge, he's been away from day-to-day issues for a year. To the best of his knowledge. I mean, that is encompassing, right? To the best of my knowledge, I do the best show or podcast or, you know, I'm the best person I can be. To the best of my knowledge. Doesn't always mean that you're being exactly accurate or candid or seeing everything or doing everything or noticing everything, right? The problem with all of this is Dan's been involved in all sorts of stadium development plans. We know that, right? Ron Rivera's told many in the media that he speaks to Dan on a semi-regular basis. The context of those conversations, unknown. How long, virtually, phone, person. He mentioned at one point last October he'd see Dan in the building. You know, plus Dan has been allowed at games and the February 2nd uniform and team name unveiling. So that's been a problem to kind of sort out because, again, Dan was not suspended. Dan was not suspended in any way, shape, or form. And as a matter of fact, his lawyers and the NFL have fought that assertion that he actually was suspended. And every bit of evidence that we have, based on what I just told you, is that he hasn't been, right? But why did nobody that I heard or anybody that anybody else heard, so unless we all missed it, why did nobody actually ask Roger Goodell why Dan Snyder hadn't been suspended as an additional punitive punishment? He said, you know, we fined the team $10 million. They didn't even fine Dan specifically, solely. Not that it matters, but it would have for name, I guess, identity purposes. But they said, oh, we unprecedented fine. But you didn't suspend Dan. And as a matter of fact, you went out of your way to say, oh, no, he's not going to be in day-to-day operations, but we're not suspending him. Really? Kind of weird, right? Kind of like meet me in the middle, but not really. I don't know. I mean, it didn't make any sense that that wasn't one of the questions of the many that was asked on Wednesday. Also, nobody asked about Roger and his personal relationship with Dan and where it stands. And maybe where it's changed. I would have loved to have heard that answer. You know, nobody asked Roger about where the NFL ownership group stands. Remember all those reports from Jarrett Bell and, you know, AJ Perez and others that said, oh, you know, like pockets of ownership, you know, I'm summarizing, groups, pockets, some, whatever, ownership has had enough. They're counting votes. Nobody asked that. Again, unless I missed it somehow, some way in a nearly 2.5 hour meeting, certainly we will, try and figure out why those questions, those topics weren't broached. Also, Roger Goodell said at one point he doesn't have the authority to get rid of Dan Snyder. Now, I didn't say he would if he could, but at least he didn't rule it out. But he simply said, I don't have the authority to do it. And while that's true, he needs to be voted out, what Roger does have is influence. And what Roger does have is the best interest, supposedly, of the league and the 31 other owners. And if he feels it's in the best interest of the league and the 31 other owners, he could certainly lead a group of ownership that bands together, essentially, and gets Dan out. Now, you got to have the votes in order to do that, 24 of 32. So maybe that's why it hasn't been done. Maybe it's for fear that it would leak out. I'm sure that is a big part of it. Again, Dan Snyder and Roger Goodell aren't buddy-buddy by any means. Some of Roger Goodell and the NFL's actions have told you that. Again, they said they made it clear to the Commanders organization and Dan Snyder when they took over the Beth Wilkinson investigation, that they were to have no further involvement in any of the investigations. And yet, what did Dan try and do? During the middle of the Super Bowl, he tried to launch a second investigation. Remember that? And Roger Goodell, 6 hours later, absolutely threw him under a bus. And then the next day, told Congress, hey, it's them, it's him that's obstructing this investigation, not us. Remember that. You know, Goodell also went back and forth on the NDA saying, no, the NFL will not stand in the way. But then he directly dodged a question when asked about the Carolina Panthers 2018 Jerry Richardson investigation. You know, and he said, like he was asked directly, hey, like, did you guys implement the no NDAs, which was one of the proposals or one of the recommendations made by Mary Jo White, who's doing the current Commanders investigation? And he said, well, you know, he said, we implemented a bunch, but there was one that we weren't comfortable with because of the sheer volume of reporting it to the league office, and we're not prepared to handle that. And he also said, you know, their teams work state by state. And yet he also mentioned that he's willing to work with federal legislation. So we will have to see what happens with that. Republican members of the House committee did everything they could on Wednesday, as they did on February 3rd, to trash the hearing and the resources invested in the investigation. I have a major problem with that. That's not a political stance. I feel like they can have their objection. Their objections are duly noted. We don't need to hear it from everyone. But once you're there, your job is to suck it up for the greater good, for the House Oversight Committee, to oversee wrongs or potential wrongs. And then there's this. Sua Cravens, remember him, former second-round pick 2016? He tweeted in response to a story from the Washington Post on Wednesday night, which we'll get to, or I should say on Tuesday night, which we'll get to in a sec. He said, quote, "I can't wait until this poor excuse for a human being is forced to sell his team. He's ruined so many careers and made life difficult for so many that did nothing wrong. Karma really comes full circle. The funds of the wicked will be transferred to the righteous," end quote. Interesting quote there. Sua Cravens is a interesting dude, to say the least. But he certainly did not leave here under the best of situations. Now, I thought that was more at Bruce Allen, but I guess his point is that Dan Snyder could have stepped in and helped and chose not to. Coming up next on the Locked On Commanders podcast, Dan ran a shadow probe and is accused exactly of what? We'll discuss next. But first, from the people who invented Healthy and Tasty comes the latest gift to your taste buds. You probably tried the amazing coconut brownie chunk Built Bar by now, but guess what? They've given the coconut brownie chunk bar the puffs treatment. Oh, baby. Yeah, I got some in the mail last week, and I brought them to OTAs and minicamp. And they did the job. They fueled, and I'm going to need a lot of fuel in the morning if I'm going to be yelling on the radio 3 hours a day. I'm going to have a coconut brownie chunk Built Bar every day to get my day started with my coffee. And so can you. They're only here for a limited time. Go to built.com now to make sure you don't miss out, guys. Of course, you know they're healthy. They're amazing tasting, low in sugar, low in net carbs, high in protein, and of course, very healthy for you. Overall, replace that bowl of chocolate ice cream late at night. Replace that fast food meal for breakfast or lunch that you might be tempted to get because you're starving, and get a Built Bar coconut brownie chunk Built Bar in the puffs variety. Do it now. When you use the promo code LOCKED15 at Built.com, you're going to get 15% off your order. Again, use the promo code LOCKED15. All right, wrapping up the Locked On Commanders podcast for this edition as we bring you as much of the news and opinions and thoughts and analysis as we can. So Dan Snyder was accused by the House Oversight and Reform Committee of running a quote-unquote shadow probe. And basically, my understanding what this essentially means is there were investigators that would show up at ex-employees' doors and in their neighborhood and ask questions and wonder where somebody was or what somebody was doing, and basically try and scare, intimidate, send a message, let them know that, hey, we're on you, we know you, we're coming after you, watch yourself, maybe don't go forward with certain things. So that's what they've been accused of doing. Nothing along those lines would surprise me because I've heard it from many of the people involved in this, and I don't trust the way Dan Snyder has operated as a person throughout his career. I mean, I just don't. I'm sorry. And again, I've had good interactions with Dan the times that I've had good interactions with him. This is not personal to me. This is about doing what's right and about fairness and transparency, which we don't get in many cases, and maybe in all cases, from Dan and the Commanders organization. Now, leaving Jason and Ron out of this, I mean, I think those guys do a pretty good job. So on Tuesday night, the Washington Post reported this, that an employee, a former employee of course, the Washington NFL team, then the Redskins, accused Dan Snyder of sexually harassing and assaulting her in April of 2009, 3 months before the team agreed to pay a confidential $1.6 million settlement according to the Washington Post. Now, they say they obtained a document from Snyder's lawyer, a team lawyer that was sent to the woman's lawyer in 2009 that detailed some of the accusations. Apparently, Snyder asked the woman for sex, groped her, and attempted to remove her clothes in the back part of a private plane. Again, the woman alleged that the assault occurred in a private partitioned area on the way back from a country music awards show in Las Vegas for then owned by Dan Snyder, Dick Clark Productions. Of course, Snyder denied the woman's allegations. The team did an investigation and accused her of fabricating the claim and partly extortion. They said they paid out the money simply because they were told to do so by insurance. The NFL apparently had no interest in adjudicating this or looking into it. Roger Goodell was asked about it on Wednesday. He said he basically didn't do it. And again, there was no suspension or no removal or no fine or no anything for Dan Snyder. Why? Nobody's got a good answer for this. Nobody's got a good answer. And that's frustrating as all heck, because this is only one incident. Again, don't forget the alleged Tiffany Johnston incident. Now, that's not as severe as what is alleged on the plane. But also, Tiffany Johnston, there hasn't been any sort of settlement that we know of. And there was, again, a $1.6 million settlement, and I don't care what your attorneys or what your insurance company says, $1.6 million, even to Dan Snyder, is a lot of money. It's a lot of hush money to keep somebody silent. Now, the reason why this has all come out is because of investigations and reporting by the Washington Post, and also, remember, the woman was allowed to talk, to Beth Wilkinson. So theoretically, Roger Goodell should know exactly what was detailed. Then the question is did Beth Wilkinson do anything to confirm those claims? And that's the problem here. There's still a lot of he said, she said, no video evidence that we know of, no text messages that we know of. But if there is a smoking gun, and maybe it hasn't come out yet, perhaps one day, we'll actually see it. And perhaps one day, Dan Snyder, maybe after the Mary Jo White investigation, will have to answer more questions, or will be called once again to Congress. And maybe it'll be a dog and pony show. Maybe Roger Goodell will be the only one that speaks on behalf of anyone and everyone. We'll have to see how this plays out. One thing's for sure, it's not going away, unfortunately, anytime soon, guys. All right, that's going to do it for this particular edition of the Locked On Commanders podcast. Thanks again for making LOC your first listen and view of the day. The first picks of the Ultimate NBA Mock Draft have been made. Search now for the Ultimate NBA Mock Drafts and get over 50 insiders, the Odyssey Sports experts, the draft experts of the Locked On NBA Big Board. 5-episode Ultimate NBA Mock Draft is there for you. Make the Ultimate NBA Mock Draft your second listen and views today. We'll be back with another full episode before the week is out. David Harrison should rejoin us, and we will have more reaction to what happened on Capitol Hill and all points in between, including a former big-time executive speaking and testifying to Congress. If you have any reactions to anything we had to say today or covered, you can join us on the voicemail line, 301-615-3577, or email lockedonwashingtoncommanders@gmail.com. For David Harrison, who's covering the Washington Commanders for SI.com's Fan Nation, I'm Chris Russell, one half of the Russell and Medhurst Show. Again, join us starting Monday morning, June 27th, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern Time on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Thank you for joining us right here. On the Locked On Commanders podcast.